JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Buzzy.
Yes.
I think they're playing now.
Oh, the game is on?
I think it just started. I'm going to be flying home. I wish I had a helicopter.
Let us check on the score for you.
No, that's okay. No need. I don't think we get that TBS high def here in the station.
You.
I'll have it at home, though.
Are you sure? I thought we did.
GB. All right, Buzz. Time to wrap it up. We're running short on time.
I promised to update you on the mine collapse in South Africa where 3,000 miners are trapped. Actually, the mine has not collapsed. The elevator has. They are, in fact, trapped in there. But they have communication, everybody's okay, and they believe they'll have them out in short order.
Oh, all right, and everybody will have diamonds.
Have they no steps?
Diamonds, yes. Step, walk down
Take
to the mine.
Take the staircase.
Come now.
Federal employees have been flying in business or first class on your dime. A new report says they've wasted $146 million of our money that way just last year.
Perfect.
A forensics expert tells CBS News he doesn't believe the TSA report that says a woman who died in airport custody strangled herself. Phoenix police say this mother of three strangled herself by trying to get her handcuffs from her back to her front while she was shackled to a bench. The woman's family hired a lawyer, and he says it doesn't seem possible. Quoting him, it doesn't make sense. CBS asked a forensic pathologist not connected to the case. He calls the police explanation not conceivable.
Okay, you know what, really? And as much as I'd like to think there's a conspiracy theory here, you know, really. Yeah, what are they going to do? They're going to kill the lady because she was unruly in an airport? I just don't see that happening
and
either.
She doesn't have a history, right? She's a fairly normal lady.
She actually does have a history. She was going to rehab.
Then kill her.
She was on her way to rehab,
Problem
Rob.
Problem solved. The woman was on her way to alcohol rehab and was reportedly out of control after missing a flight, throwing cell phones and the like. She also apparently has a bit of a mental health history as well.
But with that said, and you know, anybody that watched that old airline show they had about Southwest Airlines,
it was on Bravo or something.
Yeah, one of those networks. You know, really, guys, just be human beings with people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a-holes with people because it doesn't work because you can avoid that crap.
Yep.
You know, if all you have to do is just be human about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agreed.
Well, you're right.
You don't even have to be super nice. Just be a human.
That covers it. Sure, it's dumb to joke about being Al-Qaeda at the airport, but it's even dumber when you're a cab driver from Ethiopia named Emiyaf Asfa. Emiyaf was in Boston visiting his girlfriend, coming back home to D.C. on Saturday. He started cracking wise with an AirTran employee.
Asfa.
Who had asked about his luggage sticker from Dubai. Emiyaf told her he had, in fact, been to the United Arab Emirates, and no, he said, I'm Al-Qaeda, I'm with them, and I'm here to blow things up.
You filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch!
That's a bright move on his part.
Yeah, well, that kind of remark may have him rolling in the aisles in Dubai, but it doesn't play well in Boston.
I thought I'd make joke about the fact that I'm going to blow your country up.
At the Dubai Chuckle Hut.
Yeah, the Laugh Factory in Dubai.
Killed there.
Bananas!
Bananas in Dubai. Go there. Out on $1,500 bail, Emiyaf is charged with making a false bomb threat.
Yeah.
And in London this week, a hazmat team responded to a possible chemical attack. Turns out it was a Thai restaurant making Thai chili.
Ew.
Authorities are now studying the ingredients.
Thai chili.
That'll give you salmonella every time you do anything with Thailand.
Ah, my tip.
Only on the tip. It's John Grisham's The Lawsuit. Grisham and some other folks are being sued for whatever they wrote that resembles the stories of a couple of guys in Oklahoma. The district attorney of Oklahoma's Pontotoc County is suing for libel along with a former investigator named Gary Rogers. Both of these men resemble the bad guys in Grisham's The Innocent Man. That's Grisham's nonfiction take on the story of two men wrongfully convicted of murder in 1982. The prosecutors in that case are offended by Grisham's description of them and their work. The prosecutors are also suing The Innocent Men for writing their own accounts, their own books.
So is it loosely based on them in reality?
Yes,
is that
very,
what he
very,
said?
Very much based on them.
All right,
and these guys are suing for libel.
What if he made them taller?
Disguise them in some way. Like
taller and more handsome.
Speaking of books and lawsuits, Anna Nicole Smith's lawyer friend Howard K. Stern is suing author Rita Cosby for $60 million.
Hello, Robin.
Another libel case. No,
hi, Robin.
Different Howard Stern.
Oh, I'm terrible.
This one has a K in the
middle. Oh, very good. Okay.
Stern is steamed about how the book Blonde Ambition accuses him of having an affair with Anna Nicole and plotting with her to manipulate the media. Oh, as a member of the media, let me say I enjoyed the manipulation.
Tis the season to be suing.
Ba, la, la, la.
And speaking of manipulation, that brings us to Star Trek pioneer George Takei.
Oh, boy.
Who now has,
yes,
an,
Captain.
Now has an asteroid named after him.
Speaking of asteroids.
Yeah. What's the first part of that word?
I'm out of the closet, you know.
Quoting Takei, also recently honored by a leading gay rights group, I am now a heavenly body.
Would you like to see my asteroid? Thank you, Captain.
The 70-year-old then laughed at his creepy Sulu-type remark with his creepy Sulu laugh.
And he's creepy Sulu.
The asteroid's located between Jupiter and Mars, so good luck with your joke. Uhura and Roddenberry already have their own asteroid.
Nothing. Didn't he have left. Really bad breath?
He had bad breath.
Or was it feet? There was some odor with him.
It was breath.
Captain.
It was breath.
I smelled his breakfast. It didn't smell like mothballs, though, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
This week, it was the first Monday in October, and that brought another session of the U.S. Supreme Court, which is bad news for the folks who sell pleasure toys in the state of Alabama.
Oh, did they do something to those people?
Again, yes, or didn't, as the case may be.
Oh, come on. They upheld something?
Yep. Among the decisions the court announced it would or would not be making this time around, the constitutionality of Alabama's ban on sex toys.
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
Ah, uplifting.
Has no one fought this?
Right. Vibrating.
This kills, the Supreme Court's decision this week kills a 9-year effort to change the law that intrudes on the privacy of people's bedrooms.
Well, they're going to be kicking my door in pretty soon. I talked about it on the radio for everybody to hear.
Mail it back, Mike. Be put it in an envelope and mail it
you
back.
You can't return those after you've used them. Mm-hmm. The state of Alabama, I'd be glad you don't live there. If there ever was a crime without a victim, this is it. Opponents of the ban say they were so close, now they have to start over.
Doesn't Alabama have anything else to worry about?
Apparently not. All other problems solved in that state.
God, let adults be adults.
It would be good if it was an aroused state.
Quoting the lead opponent, they're going to have to pry this vibrator from my cold, dead hand.
They can't keep that out of here. I'm sorry. I'm the only law in this town. And I'll tell you right now, you got to get rid of that thing you got in there. What the hell is that called, the bulldog?
I need 3D batteries.
And finally, every year at the Iowa State Fair, people seem to really enjoy the down-home fun of the WGGO hot dog eating contest.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they wonderful?
That's good fun.
Well, okay, it's corn dogs, and the winner is the person who eats the treat the most sensuously.
Oh, really?
Quoting a DJ.
This is Iowa?
In Iowa.
All right, here's a state that's progressing.
There you are.
Quoting a DJ named Round Guy. We stress technique.
There are two of them in this studio right now. Ain't that right, RG?
Yeah, that's right, RG.
Most members of the state fair board were not aware of the contest until this week. One board member says he heard it was kind of disgusting. Apparently, the contest went over the line when the condiments moved from mustard and ketchup to mayonnaise.
Yeah, of course.
That you is, dirty birdie.
That is mayonnaise.
Sex man.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. All right, we got to get out of here. Don will be back tomorrow to tell us all about his dental adventure today, which surprised us all.
You sound a little like Barker there.
Well, it'll be wonderful. I'm just excited. I'm going to watch playoff baseball,
Rob. It's going to be good. Go Sox.
Yes, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Peter Norris.
Oh, he got it in there, and you made a joke about mayonnaise and a hot dog.
You know who I wish was here?
Who?
Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy. All right, everybody wins except me. Good night.
This is the Don and Mike Show.